Protesters gathered at Philadelphia City Hall last night to raise awareness about Puerto Rico's water crisis. Puerto Rico began rationing water in some areas last week as drought and infrastructure issues have depleted water levels in dams and reservoirs. City Council member Ketsi Lozada says she and other Puerto Ricans in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania are asking federal elected officials to release FEMA funds and declare a state of emergency.
This is not the first type of humanitarian crisis that the island experiences, and so we're asking federal government to act now, fix the infrastructure, respond both short-term as well as long-term, and figure out how we ensure quality of life for the residents of the island.
Philadelphia is home to the second largest Puerto Rican diaspora community of any city on the U.S. mainland. New data from Redfin show that home buying in the Philadelphia area has become less affordable over the last year, WHYY's Aaron Mazzell reports.
Would-be buyers in the metropolitan area needed to earn just over $94,000 a year to afford a typical home in June. That's nearly 5% higher than at the same time in 2025, and roughly $20,000 higher than the metro's median household income. Daryl Fairweather is Redfin's chief economist. She says transplants from New York and other more expensive cities have contributed to the metro's housing market becoming more expensive.
They're bringing their high salaries with them, and that added demand pushes up prices, and there hasn't been enough new construction happening to offset that increase in demand.
As of June, the median sale price for a home in the Philadelphia metro was about $340,000. The figure, which covers the city and Delaware County, means that a middle-class household could not afford about half of all home listings. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.
85 degrees in Philadelphia. We're expecting a high of 90 today and partly sunny skies.